From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Turkey's defense of its airspace. After speaking with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama called Tuesday for an easing of tensions following the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkish fighters after Ankara said it violated its airspace and ignored repeated warnings. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French President François Hollande.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey but a wide range of countries. If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
He said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict. In Jordan Tuesday, Russia's President Putin said his government is analyzing what occurred and said the incident will have significant consequences on relations with Turkey. Tunisia has declared a 30-day state of emergency following the killing of at least a dozen members of the presidential guard on a bus in the capital, Tunis. President Beji Caid Essebsi, speaking on national television, imposed an overnight curfew on the Tunis region and will convene an emergency meeting of his Security Council. The North African country has been hard hit by extremist attacks, including the shootings at a luxury beach hotel in Sousse last June that killed 38, and in March, an attack at Tunisia's Bardo Museum that killed 22. This is VOA News.